Well, good morning. It is indeed a blessing to be a part of this spiritual family here at PSD, where we worship God, study His Word, love one another, and reach the lost. If you're visiting with us, so happy to have you. I want us to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians 5, and I know that school has started. It's hard to time the school sermon because some of you start at different times, so I realize I think most of you have already started from the youngest grades even on up into college. So I thought that I would say something important about school. And that is that we need to be grateful for school. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." To me, one of the most haunting phrases in the English language is "up and at 'em, rise and shine." And it's not up and then the word or the name Adam, like A-D-A-M. It's actually the word at, A-T, with a hyphen, and then E-M, which is short for them. Apparently in World War I, when the troops rose up out of their trenches to fight the enemy, they'd say, "up and at 'em, boys." Well, that phrase isn't haunting because I heard it in war, but because I heard it from my dad after I hit the snooze twice on my alarm at 5:30 in the morning before school. To wake me up, my dad would come in my room and he'd turn on all the lights and he would say, much too excitedly and with a little too much volume, "up and at 'em, rise and shine." And I'd reluctantly roll out of bed wondering where my dad got his energy from when apparently even the sun was still asleep. And I am ashamed to say that starting in the sixth grade, the year they removed recess, I had a terrible attitude towards school. Couldn't stand it. Wanted to be anywhere else in the world. And I still got good grades because I was competitive. Wanted to make sure my friends didn't outdo me. But just really didn't want to be there. And I'll just tell you that my grumpiness, my misery about school really just made school worse for me. It made everything harder. It made the day seem so much longer. And I really didn't make many new friends because of my negativity and because of my constant complaining. And I am ashamed to say that even after becoming a Christian in the ninth grade, my attitude towards school did not change. And I really don't think I made an impact on anyone's life in a positive way for the Lord. Yet here's what Christ says through Paul. In everything, give thanks. That means even giving thanks for school. And I'll be honest, I wish somebody would have told me reasons to be grateful for school. And instead of viewing it as a burden, to see it as a blessing instead. So I want to make sure that our students at PSD don't live their lives in misery like I did. And instead to learn to be grateful for school, especially maybe this year under the COVID restrictions when you don't really want to wear a mask and you don't want to do the social distancing thing, and it might be much easier and more tempting to complain. If you are like I was and feel like you have a bad attitude towards school, I want you to know gratitude for school will change your attitude for school. And when you bring a different attitude to school, it's going to make things different for you in a much better way. You're going to honor the Lord in a much better way. And I want to talk this morning about four reasons to be grateful for school so that instead of complaining about it, we can give thanks for it. But before we get into that, I need to make a disclaimer. First of all, grateful does not mean gullible. The word gullible means you fall for anything. In fact, I remember in school when we first learned the definition of that, we'd go around to each other, to some student, and we'd say, "you got a gullible on your shoe." And then when they'd go, where, and they'd look down, and we'd all start laughing because they just proved themselves to be gullible. The word the Bible uses for this is naive or simple. Proverbs 14, 15, the naive believes everything, but the sensible man considers his steps. Proverbs 22, 3, the prudent sees the evil and hides himself, but the naive go on and are punished for it. So in talking about what a blessing school is, I'm not ignoring or downplaying the spiritual dangers. Especially if you're in a public school, you might have teachers even undermining your faith. If you've got a textbook that's rooted in evolutionary theory, or even in private schools and homeschool co-ops, you could have kids that claim to be religious and that maybe come from a Christian family, but they don't really love the Lord at all. And maybe they're just a bad influence on you. If somebody says to you, hey, you know, I've got this hot video that my older brother showed me on my phone. The point is not to say, you know what, I'm just so grateful today, of course I'll look. Or if someone says, you know, I'm not quite ready for the test today, can I just look over your shoulder? Well, we're not going to say, you know, I'm just so grateful to be in school. Sure, you can cheat off me, that's fine. No, 1 Peter 5, 8, be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Being grateful doesn't mean seeing everything about school as good and acceptable. We still need to be on the alert for how Satan might tempt us. But you know what? I believe gratitude will help us fight Satan. Because have you ever noticed, it's the kids who get in the most trouble in school. They're the ones that don't like school. They're the ones that are the least grateful for school. And so they cut class maybe because they say this is dumb and pointless and why should I even go to class? Or they have parties and they get drunk because they're trying to just escape from the harsh adversities and realities of school. Some maybe just get into fights on purpose because they want to be sent home. They just don't want to be there. Gratitude is not going to make us blind to evil or temptation, but it will help us resist it because we'll be thinking, I've been given a great opportunity to be in school and I'm going to make the most of it and I'm not going to throw it away by following Satan's path. But you may still be thinking, especially the students here, okay, Brian, why should I be grateful for school? What exactly is there to give thanks for? Number one, school gives us tools to help more people. Been way too long since I've made a Batman reference, so I'm going to do it now. One of the coolest things about Batman is his utility belt, because he always seems to have what he needs to meet the challenge of the moment. If he needs to climb a steep building, he's got the bat grapple. If he needs to take out a villain from long distance, he has the batarang. If he needs to hack into a computer, he has the cryptographic sequencer. If Batman needs to help somebody and something gets in his way, he has the solution for it in his utility belt. School, if you would, gives us a mental utility belt by giving us tools so that if there are obstacles in our way of helping people, even into adulthood, we will have the solution for it. Let's notice some educated people with me in the New Testament and how helpful they could be because of their education. Look in Acts chapter 13. That's where we were in our Bible class this morning. Let's look at Acts chapter 13, verses 6 and 7, about Sergius Paulus. Acts 13, verses 6 and 7, when they had gone through the whole island as far as Paphos, they found a magician, a Jewish false prophet whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, a man of intelligence. And this man summoned Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. Because Sergius Paulus was an educated and intelligent man, he was elected governor of Cyprus by the Roman Senate. He was able to supervise local tax collection. He was an accountant who would have inspected the financial books of the province. He was in charge of any building projects. He was also a judge who would travel around and handle difficult court cases. He was put in a position of helping more people than the average Roman citizen because his education gave him more tools to do so. How about Saul in Acts 22, verse 3? Acts 22, verse 3, he says this about himself. I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city, educated under Gamaliel, strictly according to the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, just as you all are today. Saul was not only educated, he will say later in his letter to the Galatians that he was in the top of his class. And because of that education, he had a huge array of tools to help reach people with the gospel. When he spoke to the Jews, he could reach into his Old Testament pouch in his utility belt and talk to them about their scriptures. He could even use the Hebrew language and speak to them and connect to them on that level. When he talked to the Greeks, he knew what their own poets wrote so that he could quote poetry from their own Greek writers back to them. He could connect to them where they were. He even knew their pagan religious beliefs. He knew what they believed about their gods so that he could make a comparison between their gods and the one true God. He could become all things to all men to help reach them with the gospel because, well, he had knowledge about all men. He understood these things. Obviously, the Holy Spirit was working through him as well. But the Holy Spirit uses Paul and his skills to accomplish these things. Look in Luke chapter 1 now with me, please. How about Luke? Luke chapter 1. Verses 1 through 4, talk about a major homework assignment. Verses 1 through 4, inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of the things accomplished among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word, it seemed fitting for me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in consecutive order. Most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the exact truth about the things you have been taught. Luke, also an educated man, so much so he knew how to do research. And he knew how to use logic to compile all this information into an orderly, detailed account. Yes, again, he does that by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. This is not all Luke. I get that. But God used his position as an educated man and his resources to give us both the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts. And Colossians says that Luke was a medical doctor as well. So God could use him even on the journeys, some of the journeys with Paul and his companions to attend and help them when they faced health issues. Education gives us tools